Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. In the journey of life, we all face moments of uncertainty, challenges that seem insurmountable, and valleys that feel too deep to climb out of on our own. Yet in these moments, there is a profound truth that offers comfort and strength. Help is available. The Word of God assures us that we are never alone in our struggles. God, in His infinite love and mercy, has provided a pathway to His presence. The biblical reference from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, encourages believers to approach God's throne of grace with confidence, assuring them that divine assistance is always accessible. Be encouraged by the promise that God's help is not just a distant hope, but a present reality for those who seek Him. In today's sermon titled, Help is Available, Evangelist Paul Acqua shares that no matter the trials we face, we can approach God with confidence, knowing that His help is always available to us.
God has given you master keys to His presence because help is available. God says, come boldly to His throne of grace. You see, in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, the Bible is saying that we should come boldly to the throne of grace. And it just tells us that if we do, we will receive help. So my friend, help is available. Now Hebrews 4, 16 says, seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. You see, so think about that. Jesus is our great high priest. He intercedes for you. He is our great high priest indeed. And this verse says, in light of that, let us hold fast our confession. So hold fast means wrap your arms around whatever it is you are believing for, and you hold fast to it. Jesus in heaven is praying for you, interceding for you. That thing you are believing for will come to pass. Say amen to that. I repeat, that thing you are believing for is going to come to pass. And then when we come to verse 15, it says, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. He said he was tempted. And here we find that because Jesus came to the earth as a man dressed in human, he came to the earth in a human form, even though he was God. Jesus faced everything I have ever faced. Every temptation you have ever stood against, Jesus had to stand against it. Yet he was without sin. That's why we can get help from him. He understands our weaknesses. But you see, in order for him to be a merciful high priest, he had to stand in our place. He had to understand what we face, what we feel, the struggles that confront us. Jesus confronted all of them. He had problems with his family. He had problems with religious people when he came to this earth. He had problems with people in his own hometown. He had problems with his own people. Bible says he came to his own, but his own received him not. But those of us who received him, he gave a power to become the children of God. So you have not faced anything that Jesus had not faced before. He had to resist the devil. That's why we can get help from him. Jesus stood in our place, and because of that, he sympathizes with us. He knows what we are going through, and he wants us to come to him to express our needs. And that leads us to verse 16, which says that, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. God wants to help you. He has given you a master key to come to his presence with prayer. The word that we read there, that word boldly, is so important. That word describes great freedom of speech, or someone who is very confident with no fear of speaking, but one who really speaks his mind. God is not against you. God is not angry with you. He says, come, let us reason together. There is help available. Don't continue to be in your problem. In Hebrews 4:16, we are told to come boldly. We don't need to be afraid. We can be honest. We can tell the Lord exactly what we feel and make our request known. And Bible says that if we do that, we will obtain mercy, we will obtain grace, and we will find help in time of need. My friend, you are hearing me. This is the time you need help. Approach the throne of grace with your request, and you will not be turned down. God is ready to hear you. We can come with freedom of speech and great confidence. We can be very bold when we come to the throne of grace. And according to this scripture, I read Hebrews 4 verse 16. If we will do that, we will receive help in our time of need. So when you are in trouble, don't be afraid to ask for help. That's a moment when you need to come boldly, a great freedom of speech. Bible says that, call unto me in the time of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify my name. Bible is saying we have to come to God with confidence. And this is the confidence that we have, that if we will pray according to his will, he hears us. And if he hears us, it means that all our petitions have been granted. So make your request clear to him. Tell him what you are going through. That's what I want you to think about today. No barriers. He is available 24/7. He is ready to hear you. He is unlike people who will say, today I'm busy, so you cannot come near me. God is available. There is no restriction. But why are we not going to him in prayer? Why? I know we have an enemy who wants us to fail. We have an enemy who will always let us doubt. He has not changed his devices and lies. The same thing he did to Adam and Eve in the garden, he is doing it today. He said to Adam and Eve, has God said? And he's saying the same thing. Do you really get help from God? Are you sure God said, come? Yes, tell him he has said, I can come to his throne of grace. Tell him to shut up and just go to the throne of grace, where you will find help, where you will find mercy, where you will find grace. Go there. God is ready to help you. Satan and his demons want to make sure that you fail in life. They want to make you faithless. They don't want you to go to God boldly. They don't want you to get a testimony. They want to tell you all manner of lies. They want to discourage you. They want you to be powerless. They don't want you to be any sort of witness. So they want to consume your testimony. Don't listen to Satan and his demons. Help is available. They want you to fail. They want you to fall down. They want you to be in despair. They want you to be in doubt. That's what they want. That's why they are saying that, oh, has God said? Yes, God has said, I can come to his throne of grace. And when I come, I will obtain mercy. I will have grace, and I will have help in time of need. And this is my time of need. I will not hesitate. I will go to the throne of grace for help. But if you don't take care, the enemy will want you to question everything God has said. When you are in a difficult situation, when your circumstances are dire, he will just let you doubt and question God's command, God's advice on command, telling you, come to my throne of grace and you will obtain help. They are speaking in your ears, I know. The enemy is speaking in your ears. They are telling you all sorts of lies. and they are reminding you of all your failures. So you are full of doubt. But pull down all arguments and strongholds to the obedience of Christ. Just go to the throne of grace. There is help. There is mercy. There is grace. Hallelujah. Listen, my friend, doesn't matter what you have done in the past. Your acceptance at the throne of grace is based on the blood of Jesus and on what Christ did. That's why you can go to the throne of grace. You ought to have that boldness. In the Old Testament time, only priests could go to the presence of God, the inner tabernacle, the Holy of Holies. But because of what Christ did, we can boldly go to God's presence. That's why you can go to the throne of grace. On the cross, he said it is finished, and the curtain was ripped from top to bottom. You don't have access to God based on your performance. And that's the problem with far too many Christians. Your access to God's presence is not based on your performance, my friend. My only hope of being accepted, my hope is built on nothing less than the shed blood of Jesus Christ and his righteousness. Hallelujah. You can go to the throne of grace right now and you will obtain mercy. You will obtain grace and you will have help in time of need. My friend, help is available. I don't go to God based on my own righteousness, but Christ's righteousness, because he was made sin for us. He knew no sin, but he was made sin for us. And he has imputed his righteousness in us. You can go to the throne of grace, my friend. You have his righteousness so you can live right and have right standing with God. We walk according to the Spirit, so we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. My friend, you have power over sin. Even if you have missed it, you can still ask for forgiveness and go to the throne of grace right now, where there is mercy, where there is grace, where there is help. I may fall short, but I know that my only hope is Christ and what he did through his death, burial, and resurrection. Do you need healing? Come to his throne of grace. By Christ's stripes, I am healed. That faith may be small like a mustard seed, but our boldness and confidence are based on Christ's shed blood. Christ is our only hope. He has done it for us. Do you need a miracle? Do you need financial breakthrough? Come to the throne of grace. Do you need direction? Do you need wisdom? Come to the throne of grace, my friend. Don't lean on your own understanding. Acknowledge that you have a helper and he will direct you and put you on the right path. Acknowledge that you have a helper and he will heal you. He said, by his stripes you were healed. Do you need a miracle? Acknowledge that there is a helper who will give your breakthrough. Have a vibrant prayer life and come to the throne of grace with boldness and confidence, my friend. You may think Christ will reject you. No, he himself requests our presence. He wants you to rely on him. He wants you to come to him. Why is Jesus saying that, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden. Come and I will give you rest. Christ requests your presence. He is saying that where two or three have met in my name, I am there. He is saying that, come, let us reason together. He requests your presence, my friend. He wants your presence. He said, come and let us reason together. Where two or three have met in my name, I am there in your midst. That's why he says, don't forsake the assembly of the brethren. That's why he's saying that I am at the door knocking. If you will let me in, I will be there. My friend, God is ready to hear you. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 50 verse 2 that when I came, why were you not there? When I called, why was there no one to answer? Was my arm too short to deliver you? Do I lack the strength to rescue you? By a mere rebuke, I dry up the sea. I turn rivers into a desert. My friend, Christ requests your presence. He's coming to you. He wants you to be in his presence. So he says, come with all your weakness. Come to me, all you who labor and heavy laden. I will give you rest. Come with all your needs. Come with your request. Is it not so marvelous that Christ requests your presence? He's saying, don't carry your load. Come to me. He requests you. Why? Because you have access to him. There is mercy. You can obtain mercy if you come. There is help in time of need if you come. There is hope if you come. And he loves you. And that's the reality, my friend. Enter with boldness and confidence. Approach him with no fear or doubt because he said, come. He said, come to the throne of grace and I will hear you. I will make sure you obtain mercy. I will make sure you have grace. And I will give you help in time of need. There is help. But my friend, if you have not received Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you cannot come to him with that boldness. You don't have right standing with him. But those of us who have received Christ, we can always go to his throne of grace. That's why it's important. If you have received Christ, you want help for your loved ones. Let them know that there is help somewhere. Witness to them. And those who have not received Christ as their Lord and Savior, now is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgments of my sin. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.